time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Lorraine Bailey. She is the town clerk for Schofield. And coming up this weekend, it is Schofield Pleasant Valley Days. This is something we were just talking before we came on the air. This is something that I can remember going on for, my goodness, ever since I was young, and that's 40-some-odd years ago. We're going to get a little history of Schofield Pleasant Valley Days, and then we're going to dive right in to the schedule. Lots of great things happening, and of course, as always, that great fireworks show to close it out on Saturday night over the lake. Lorraine, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate the time.
Well, hey, thank you, Dave.
Now, when you and I were approaching this interview, I says, you know, it would be nice to get a little history as far as Pleasant Valley Days. So you went out and did your due diligence, and what did you find out for us?
You know, as I understand it, the celebration was organized decades ago by a group of church leaders. And, you know, they held that event for many years. But then when they no longer wanted to or didn't need to hold the event, the town took over the planning and preparation. You know, we use it as a way of raising money for our town improvements. We're a really, really small town. Actually, I believe we're the smallest incorporated town in Utah with only 22 residents there full-time. So it can be really difficult for small towns to find the funds that they need for extra improvement. So these Pleasant Valley Days celebrations that we hold and the monies we raise have really helped us maintain and add particularly to our park.
Well, and that's where everything goes down, is right there in the park. So we might as well start right there. And you said things, you're going to actually have vendors that are going to be setting up on Thursday, but everything really kicks off Friday, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. You know, the theme for our Pleasant Valley Days 2023 is Party in the Park. And we're going to be kicking that party off on Friday, June 30th, with the vendors and food in the park that afternoon. And then we'll be having a Dutch oven dinner by Cow Camp Catering at 5 o'clock. You know, I'm just really excited about the meal that Brittany, the owner of the company, has planned. She and her crew are going to be cooking up some pulled pork and Dutch oven chicken with cheesy potatoes and corn on the cob. And she's added a scone with honey butter. And then to top it all off, she's offering a cherry or peach cobbler with ice cream for dessert. And then she's also creating some homemade root beer and strawberry lemonade that she'll have available.
And what's going to be the cost for the Dutch oven dinner on Friday night?
You know, if you do the whole dinner, it will be $17. You can take it down from there and, you know, choose to have no dessert or less money. Or you can just actually do just the cobbler and ice cream for $5.
Well, I would have to go with the whole thing.
I absolutely am going to go with
It's almost like when they say, you know, now I know it's not free, but I was always told if something's free, you take two. So if you're going to go for it, you might as well go for the whole thing and pay $17. And it sounds like it's going to be well worth the money invested.
Well, and I think after everybody's been watching her all afternoon cooking that up, how are you going to not get the whole thing?
That's very true as well. And then that'll start at 5 p.m., you said, and then 7 to 10, you're going to have music and dancing in the park?
We are, you know. It's been requested that we add a little bit of music and such for that Friday night. We haven't always done that. But with all of those requests, we were happy that we were able to book John J. Harris, who is just this super positive, energetic guy that has become a fan favorite in our area. We were able to book him and have him for that additional evening. So we're pretty excited about that.
And you got to kind of wrap things up early on Friday because you're starting bright and early on Saturday morning, aren't you, with the 5K?
We are. We've got a full day of events planned for Saturday the 1st. So, yeah, we start with an early check-in at 6:30 for our annual 5K run and walk. It's going to be 3 miles south of Schofield, up the road to Clear Creek. It'll be marked for you to get with us there. And, you know, honestly, I can't think of a more beautiful place for a morning run, and the participants can still register that morning. We did have early registration if you wanted to get a t-shirt, but there's no difference for the price. You just $20, take your $20 bill up there, register, and join us in the run.
And if you wanted to pre-register, you do have a website. I've got carboncountyrecreation.activityreg.com. Is that still correct?
You know what, that one, I checked that the other day, and that has closed because, like I said, that was the pre-registration that had to be done earlier in the month.
Okay.
So don't go there. Just come up the canyon that morning, 6:30, be up up at the site and register, and we'll take off up the mountain for.
They'll take care of it from there. So you can still be a part of it. You just got to show up at 6:30 and check in.
That's right.
And register there. All right. Then after that, well, and you know, probably in part of it, you're going to have a breakfast from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., and you were kind of excited about the breakfast as well.
I am excited about the breakfast. Milos Munchies is going to be providing that. They are going to be having breakfast burritos with a pancake, sausage, and a fruit cup, and this is all served with coffee or orange juice, and they're also going to have a kids' pancake breakfast served with sausage and a fruit cup. I think it's going to just be a perfect way to start off the day.
And that one will go until 10 o'clock, and then we get the big parade at 11. And, you know, I will say this. For a small town, Schofield sure has a really big parade.
You know, and what we're really excited about this year is we've got the Utah National Guard providing the color guard and leading out our parade this year. So I think that's going to just be a really nice touch and a great way to start it. And then we always get such great entrants. It's just a fun parade.
And I know that the Carbon High Band is looking forward to it. I've ran into quite a few members, and they're excited and ready to go to Pleasant Valley Days for the parade.
Oh, I love that. That's fantastic. When they come by, they're just so lively. And, yeah, the one thing that we are asking people to do is the entrance, we'd like them to make certain, because there's been so many accidents lately, that they have somebody walking alongside to throw the candy, or big people, so that they can get it clear off the road, keep our people safe.
Definitely, most definitely. And then after the parade, of course, you go back, you'll have vendors and activities and food in the park. I saw the climbing wall will be up there, those kinds of things.
Right, yeah. We hope that people plan to spend some time in the park on Saturday afternoon, enjoy all the vendors and food and the fun activities we have. Adventure Zone Bounce Houses will be there. They're a company we haven't had up there before, and he plans to set up quite a few bounce houses. We'll have a climbing wall, and then the pony rides will be back. That was really popular last year, so that'll be great. And then also, you know, from noon to 5, there is a free mine disaster photo exhibit in the schoolhouse for those who would like to know a little bit more about the history of the area. You know, we've got a really rich history up there, and might be fun for people to stop over there and cool off in the schoolhouse for a minute.
And then I've got on here, you're going to have a silent auction, and those winners will be announced at 4. Is that correct?
That is correct. So, yeah, while people are in the park, we hope they remember to visit our town booth. We'll have a town booth set up over there where they can purchase the 2023 PVD apparel and buy their tickets and bid in the silent auction, because then the silent auction winners will be announced at 4 with the drawing at 5 o'clock. And, you know, we've had some really great donations this year. A kayak, a chainsaw, some binoculars, some really nice binoculars, and then just lots of other fun prizes.
All right, and then starting at 8 o'clock, of course, we'll have more music. That runs until midnight, music and dancing starting at 8. And then at 10, it's the famous fireworks show over the lake. How are you feeling about it this year?
Oh, you know what? I am really excited. We've added a few more fireworks. We've looked in our budget and added a little few more fireworks for that. I know there's been a couple of problems occasionally with them starting early, but we've got it lined up to where they will not start before 10 o'clock this year. And, you know, I really love seeing the reflection of those fireworks in the water and hearing those booms echo around the valley. I think that's just a great setting for the fireworks.
Well, and that's another great thing too, is you've got plenty of water up there to do it, and people can go up, have fun, and enjoy themselves at Pleasant Valley Days in Schofield coming up this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, the one thing I did want to mention is, you know, from you know, with that 8 to midnight with the music and dancing with DJ John Jay, we're going to hold the first hour out for something a little different. We're going to do classic country and rock. We've had some requests for that, and we want to create a little something for everyone.
All right. Well, once again, we've been speaking with the town clerk of Schofield, Lorraine Bayling, all about Pleasant Valley Days. Lorraine, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dave.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.